Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 272 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing the topic, watch what you say. Watch what you say. And my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 31, verses 31 to 32. And then I'll read from verses chapter 35. And I'll read from the New International Version. It says, Jacob answered Laban, I was afraid because I thought you would take your daughters away from me by force. But if you find anyone who has your gods, that person shall not live. In the presence of our relatives, see for yourself whether there is anything of yours here with me. And if so, take it. Now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the gods. Just as a quick background, Jacob was fleeing from Laban, and Rachel had taken some of her father's gods with her, some of her father's idols with her. And the father was looking for his idols. He chased them, caught up with them, looking for his idols. And Jacob, Rachel's husband, did not know that Rachel had taken some of her father's idols. But you see, Jacob was opening his mouth and said, look at verse 32. But if you find anyone who has your gods, that person shall not live. Well, you see, the Bible was very careful in saying, now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the gods. Now let's read Genesis 35. I'll read from verses 16 to 19. Then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, don't despair, for you have another son. As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Oni, but his father named him Benjamin. Verse 19, so Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. So you see that this is literally four chapters later, and Rachel was gone. But the thing is, you know that verse of the Bible that says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and he that love it will eat its fruit. Jacob opened his mouth and spoke when he wasn't sure of what was happening. And literally, what he decreed came to pass. Like literally, his wife passed away. His wife passed away. Like the thing is, the Bible is a very targeted book. The Bible will not be going into detail on, but Jacob did not know that Rachel had taken her father's gods. The Bible would not have been saying that if that was not a statement of significance. So what's the message? If Jacob knew, he would not have been opening his mouth and essentially decreeing his wife's death. So what am I trying to say today from scripture? It's very important. Watch what you say. More often than not in life, you'll do a lot better if you just kept your mouth shut. If you literally just kept your mouth shut. But people always want to talk. We live in a generation where people want to talk everywhere. They want to talk to themselves. They want to talk on TV. They want to talk on social media. They want to talk on TikTok. They want to talk on Instagram. But again, the Bible says that you're going to give account for every idle word. For every idle word. In fact, let me teach you something from the Bible. The Bible says that if a person is a fool, but they keep quiet, we're going to think that they're wise. The Bible also says that he that keeps his mouth keeps his soul from troubles. It's very, very important. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You don't always have to talk every single time. You don't always have to give the last word. They don't always have to hear something from you. Keep quiet. When you keep quiet, you will not reveal secrets you should not reveal. When you keep quiet, you're not going to gossip. When you keep quiet, you're not going to be lying. When you keep quiet, you're not going to say things that you shouldn't say. When you keep quiet, you're not going to say words that may hamper your destiny in the future. So I'm just encouraging you, keep your mouth shut. People talk so much these days. I'm telling you, you want to feel inner peace in your heart? Keep quiet. I'm telling you this, keeping quiet is a very, very, very great life skill. It's not everybody that you have to answer. Even Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, you see sometimes the Pharisees will ask him a question and he'll just choose to not answer those questions. I really hope that this is a lesson that more people take heart to. Well, a person that is a child of God is a person that has a quiet temperament, right? Spend more time listening than you spend talking. That's actually a very good wisdom for life. Now, if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm not going to force you into any decisions, but I will encourage you to listen to episode 254. It is the Salvation Podcast. It will tell you why you need salvation. It will tell you about what Jesus did for you on the cross. And then there will be an opportunity at the end for you to surrender your life to the Lord. And then after you, if you do make that decision, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow your walk with Christ. So Father, I just thank you for your word we've heard this morning. I pray that you give us the grace to not just hear your word, but also put it into practice. Give us the grace to be wise in the use of our words, be wise in the use of our speech. And as we do so, Lord, I pray that may your name and your name alone be glorified in our lives. Have your way in our lives, O God, and please help us to continue to obey you. And I commit this week into your hands. I pray that may you have your way and let Jesus be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'll see you in episode 273. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday. Have a wonderful week ahead. Shalom, and God bless you. Amen.